Hello again, this is lesson 6 and we're looking now at cause and effect or karma. So what is the concept of karma? People sometimes say, don't they, I must have lived a really horrible past life to attract all of this to me. And people can sometimes get quite entrenched in the idea that karma is in some way a punishment or a bad thing that's coming back around in order to square things up in the universe. And I've thought long and hard about this, and I do think that there is an element, possibly, of karma in the universe. Part of what I have done in the past is spiritual regression with people and take them back to past lives and helped work out soul contracts with other people and people in your soul group and karmic contracts as well. And I do believe that there are aspects of karma in that sense out there, and what we do in our life in terms of thought, word and deed does come back to us at some level. And this is looked into further in a concept called Akashic Records. If you're interested in karma as a subject, I would suggest that you look up Akashic Records. These are the vibrational record of your soul's thoughts, words and deeds and intentions across all lifetimes. The concept being that everything that we do, feel, say, everything is held in your soul records, in the Akashic records. And every time you incarnate into either a physical being or maybe a life somewhere else, that these records are updated and kept. And part of that is your karma, is what you've collected as a soul. That is going to come back to you in the forms of lessons and experiences here on Earth. It's like a cosmic payback, I guess, that people talk about. What you've given out, you're going to get back. Oh, that's karma, people say. Like you deserve it. But the more I thought about this, the more I considered, is it karma or is it actually attraction? Is it law of attraction or is it karma? Because really, is there such a similarity in that what you give out, you get back? And that's very similar, isn't it, with law of attraction? Because we know that whatever we send out there into the universe, in terms of thoughts, in terms of feelings, we're going to generate a like-for-like match, and that's going to be drawn back into our experience. Is that not the same as what we think karma is? Apart from the only difference, I guess, is that karma, people do believe, runs across different lifetimes, like I've said, and that's a personal belief. You can look into that if you want to and decide how you feel about that. So I started to think, is it karma or is it really attraction? And in either case, does it really matter that much? Because either scenario would make you live your life differently, wouldn't it? If you knew that what you were going to send out there, you were going to get a version of back, whether it be attraction or karma, that is a good motivator for sending good stuff out there, for being kind, for being considerate, for expressing gratitude to people, for treating people the way you want to be treated. Because whether it's law of attraction or whether it's karma, if that's going to come back to you, you want to send out the good stuff, don't you? You don't want to go around spreading misery and pain and hopelessness, because you don't want that coming back to you. So from a selfish perspective, we really need to look at what we're sending out there in terms of what we're attracting, whether it's karma or attraction, because we want the good stuff, right? We don't want a load of rubbish coming back to us. So that's an interesting way to look at it. And you can decide what is right for you, because I've never been a person who tells people what to think, because I very much think there's not the truth. It's your truth that's important to you. It's what resonates with you, what gives you that gut feeling that something is true or right, is right for you in that context. So have a think about it, and depending on your spiritual beliefs and the way you're living your life, you may want to refer to this as karma or attraction, but really it doesn't matter. The crux of this lesson is that there is a cause and effect process in the universe. What we send out comes back, no matter what you want to call that. And sometimes it doesn't happen quickly. Sometimes it can happen over time, that you do something to someone and a version of that lesson will come back to you. So it is an opportunity to be mindful, to be conscious and to be more aware of what we're sending out there. And the other thing that I would like to add is, when you believe in this, it means that you can really relax about people who have wronged you or harmed you. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that this law works for everyone, whether it's attraction or karma. Whatever you're sending out, you're going to get back, but that goes for everyone as well. So someone who's done something to you or to someone else that you think maybe could have been a whole lot better, they're going to get a version of that coming back to them. And I'm not suggesting that you wish anything on anyone or that you point the finger and say they deserve this, because remember, what you send out there, you're going to get back. But this does really, really help you to step back from stuff that's happened in your life that's caused you pain or trauma, or that's been a challenge, and for you to know that the universe has got it covered. Because sure as law of attraction or karma is working for you, it's working for everyone else as well. So whatever other people are sending out, they're going to get back what fits with their energy as well, or what fits with their lesson. So it's okay for you to let that go. You are not the cosmic police. You can let that go, you can stand back for that, and you can think, you know what, the universe has got my back here. Because the universe knows what went on, and the universe knows what they sent out, and they're going to get a version of that back that fits them perfectly and that helps them to learn their own lessons. So it's twofold, this lesson. It's an opportunity for you to really focus on doing good in your life and sending out there what you want to come back. And also understanding that the universe has your back and that you don't need to control everyone else. You don't need to look at revenge. You don't need to carry a load of stuff around in your shit cart that people have done to you in the past, because the universe has got that covered. It's totally okay for you to let that go and know that whatever is right for that person will be drawn in for them. And if you can find it in your heart to send them blessings and send them off, that's totally fine as well, because the universe has got it covered. So karma or attraction, who cares really? What you send out, you're going to get back at some point. So make sure it's the good stuff. And I'll be back with more shortly.